You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7 around the world at KDWA.com and on any mobile device at TuneIn Radio or radio.net. So we're just kind of all over. We try to be. We have in our studios today second ward council person, Joe Belsonic. Joe, again, thank you for joining us. It's always been a great time. I know I've been doing this with you for 12 years.
That's right. My gosh, how time flies.
You know, and it seems like just yesterday. Only I know, I don't know about you now, but I know about me. I was a lot younger.
It has gone fast. And the crazy thing is, it seems like every time I come in here, there's more microphones. I can hardly see you across the countertop here.
Well, we were kind of talking off air how we evolved through the 31 years that, you know, my family and I have owned this radio station.
Right.
And how you have to adapt, you know, and it's just...
You have to. Again, you know, I'm telling everybody this is the new normal. Things are happening so much differently. People are shopping more online. People are ordering takeout from the restaurants. You got businesses operating at only 25% capacity, it's something that I am very concerned about. I was a small business owner for 30-some years. I still have some things, some irons in the fire regarding that. But I know what a mom-and-pop business is like. My little construction company, it was a big benefit to me personally and to my wife, Betsy, of 51 years. And
congratulations, by the
way. Thank you. It's kind of funny. When we had our 50th last year, we said, well, we're going to wait, and we're going to take our 50th anniversary trip in February.
Oh, no.
of 2020.
Oh, no.
And we'll just have this great time. Well, then the darn pandemic showed up. So now we're into 51 years, and we're trying to figure out what to do. So we're just kind of hanging around the house.
Well, we should
and enjoying ourselves.
Say that Joe's running for his fourth term as a second ward council person. We learned in the last segment, you're a vet. We all know that.
Right.
Small business owner. You're the only senior citizen that would be on the city council.
That's
so,
right.
And you really, to have a diverse city council is a success. You can't have all elderly people. You can't have all younger people. You can't have all non-business owners or all business owners. So you represent, you know, the senior citizens, veterans, business owners. You kind of have it all in one unit there, Joe.
Yeah, I'm 74 years old, and I've spent my whole life really serving the public or in the public eye. It's something that I'm very proud of. You know, my 22 years of military service, I was a career teacher for 30 years, now here I am on the city council for 12. Why should I do this? I could be up at my cabin fishing, I suppose, at age 74. Although I tell people I don't look like I'm 74. Maybe I look like I'm 80. I don't know.
Nope, a lot younger.
but anyway, I am 74. And it has been a very enjoyable experience for me. I enjoy working with our city staff. I enjoy talking to business owners. I enjoy talking to constituents about concerns that they have. And I'd like to think that my experience, my background on the council has made me able to kind of get to the crux of an issue when people do have a concern.
Let's talk about businesses and COVID and all of that. We kind of touched on it a little bit in our other, you know, in our other show, but let's delve into that a little more. What the city, you know, first of all, I was really interested when the city started talking about what can we do at the beginning of this for businesses and stuff. And I know there was some city council people that had said, there really isn't a lot that you can do. We talked in our first segment here about how the city of Hastings, refunded a lot of the money for liquor licenses and other stuff like that.
Right.
And then we went into the, what do we call those, bump outs, or the little things downtown that they have that you were offered. Let's talk about how that came about.
Well, the Downtown Business Association, very highly organized, and they came to the council and said, you know, we want to get all of this stuff taken care of so that we can try and keep our businesses going. To start with, they couldn't open the businesses. Well, eventually they could open a 25% capacity, but they felt that if they could do the bump outs and have the umbrella tables and so forth, that this would really help them out. So we did what we could. My concern about that is that the council was kind of going in a direction to just help out the DBA, which is fine, but I wanted to make the council aware that we had other businesses like Applebee's, like Emily's, like Perkins, like Las Margaritas, all of the other restaurants in town needed to have that same kind of care and attention. And so I worked very hard to make sure that we could do that.
Isn't that kind of a tough line to walk, Joe? Because the Second Ward does cover downtown.
Yes.
And you're exactly right. As a businessman that is in touch with a lot of businesses in town, that's
right.
What our business is about. There were a number of businesses complaining in the Midtown, the West Side, the downtown, or not the downtown, that said, hey, wait a minute, let's slow this down. And I know you were an advocate for everybody in town, but you still had that tough line to walk.
Well,
is that, well, why, we need some help too. I mean, we need some, tables and tents.
Right. And it's not just the restaurants. I mean, it's all the businesses.
Yes.
Your radio station, I'm sure, has taken a hit financially.
Oh, yes.
You name it. If it's somebody selling carpets like Ramsbacher or, Gant's furniture store, the dollar.
Car dealers.
Car dealerships, right on down the line, everybody is hurting. And so what I wanted to do was make sure that we were as equitable as possible to help out as many of the local businesses as we could.
Okay. And so now that we're hopefully at the other end of COVID, all of that will change. And, of course, you were on a very important committee, too, that was in charge of that, that actually helps the whole city. And, of course, tell our folks about that.
Well, HEDRA, Hastings Economic Development and Redevelopment Authority. That's a mouthful. That's why we call it HEDRA. We had a ton of money there, which is collected by statute to help out businesses and economic development, such as housing, such as businesses, such as restaurants, such as car dealerships, all the way down the line. And so that commission is something that I've been on now for about four years. I don't want to exaggerate it, but it's a commission that helps out the local economy. We need that because we can't just rely on residential property taxes. We need the business property taxes to make things equitable. And it's been working since I've been on the council. When I got on the council, the tax rate for the city of Hastings was pushing close to 6.5% to 7%. Since I've been on the council, I can't take full credit for it as much as I would like to, but we are now down to about 5.4% on our tax rate. What that means is that the taxes are spread out more equitably so that we're not having to rely on residential property taxes. We're not having to rely just on business property taxes, but we've got a good spread in how that goes. The other thing is that we've got now, we now have an economic development director position, which I've been fighting for ever since I've been on the council. We couldn't get it up and running because when I got on the council, it was right in the middle of the Great Recession. We were laying off city staff members or cutting back on city staff members. Well, we got out of it. And now, you know, after 8 years, we were able to get an economic development director on board. And what's the result? Well, we've had over 60 new businesses that have come into Hastings. Green Mill, Verizon, Napa, AutoZone, Lock and Dam Eatery, Dunkin' Donuts, Quick Trip, Chipotle, the expansion of Walmart. You know, all of these businesses, we had McDonald's tear down and rebuild into a much more bigger space for people. Dairy Queen did the same thing. Taco Bell, all of this. And so we've had a good deal of new businesses show up in addition to businesses that have, you know, gone and remodeled and renovated and gotten bigger. And I'm very proud of that, that I was a part of that, very proud of that. Now we've got the COVID. And so what we've got to do, and we have been doing, is issuing the economic development grants with federal funds and with HEDRA funds to help out our local businesses so that they can kind of get through things.
You're listening to KDWA's In Depth. Our guest today, second ward council person, Joe Belsonic, who is running for another term. Joe, I want to talk about something huge that could be happening that's exciting that you're looking forward to, too. It's, let's talk about, tell the folks, and I kind of heard some stuff about this, but let's go into depth about spades.
Spades. If you want to know about it, I'm going to tell you something about it here, which is tremendously exciting for our city. Go to spades.life, spades.life, and you will see all about this marvelous company that is worldwide that wants to put its headquarters in the city of Hastings. We just last week with HEDRA gave the economic development rights to Spades Incorporated to land that is between the Art Space Building and the river. They want to build their worldwide headquarters there with 250 full-time employees. And this is a company that is into reforestation and green redevelopment around the world, not just in the state of Minnesota or the United States, but everywhere, Africa, South America, Europe, you name it. It is Rusty Feifeld, who was our economic development director who just retired, and we have a new one coming on board here this month. But Rusty said to us at the commission, he said, you cannot pass up an opportunity like this. What I've always been looking for since I've been on the council is a worldwide company to come into Hastings. This is it. This is the brass ring. I want to work as hard as I can to make sure that this company is going to land here. It's going to be bringing in other worldwide leaders, other businesses, and they're going to come into Hastings and look around and say, wow, what a great community. So it's not just spades.life, but it's other businesses that are probably going to be offshoots of this business.
This is probably one of the biggest opportunities to come to Hastings in decades, one would say.
Exactly.
250 people are going to be working there.
Right.
That is a lot of new homes.
Right.
That's a lot of families.
Right.
That's a lot of commerce.
Right.
A lot of taxpayers.
Right.
Wow.
Yes. And the CEO of Spades is so excited because it's going to be in the downtown area. He likes the river. He likes the fact that he can walk to work. He's a resident here of the city of Hastings. And he wants Hastings to be a beacon for other businesses to come on board.
Well, Joe, I want to thank you personally for something like that, because that's huge for a company or for a city.
Yes.
And your hard work on that, and hopefully you'll be able to continue to work on that and make that dream come to fruition. So it's Spades. Again, people can go to where?
Spades.life. Spades.life. And you can see everything. There's a video there that tells them about themselves, in addition to other things that they have done worldwide. And we want them to be the worldwide headquarters right here in Hastings.
Right.
It's going to be exciting.
So that's between the Art Center, I mean, and the Mississippi, which would give them a beautiful view.
Yes.
Not to mention of the Mississippi, but the Hastings Bridge in the background
right.
and that whole bit.
Right. We gave them a tour of the city about places they could, you know, put the building up. And they said, this is where we want to go. This is our number one site. It's land owned by the city. We're going to enter into a sale agreement with them once they get their ducks lined up in order. And they've got a year with some timelines that they have to meet. They're very enthusiastic about that. And so I look for this to come to fruition.
Joe, we have about 2 minutes left here, and I want to take this time and let you tell the city of Hastings, especially those folks in Ward 2, why it's so important and why they should reelect you.
Well, I've been on the council for 12 years. I know the city staff. I know how our tax system works for the city, and I know how to think outside the box. I'm an artist. I have been all my life, and I'm also left-handed. So
hey, so am I.
I know. Aren't we something? We're both left brain and right brain. But I'm a professional educator. I'm a business owner. Military background. I'm a senior citizen, and I think all of that is vital in terms of committing that kind of voice to the city council. I'm the only senior citizen. I'm the only military veteran.
I think that being the only senior citizen is huge.
It
and
is.
The only veteran. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it is. It is. And so I hope people will look at that and look at the experience that I've had and look at what I want to do. In it, you know, in addition to Spades, we've got all of that housing that's going to be coming in, over probably 300 new housing units in the next 2 years into Hastings. And I'm very glad that I've been a part of that.
Joe, thank you for all you've done for our city, and thank you for stopping into KDWA.
Thank you, Dan. I really appreciate it.
You've been listening to KDWA's in-depth program. Our guest, second ward council person, Joe Balsonic. This is KDWA Hastings, AM 1460, FM 97.7, around the world at kdwa.com, and on your mobile devices at tuneinradio.com or radio.net.